the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning, I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 765. 765 in our original It's Your Business series. The first of 2 hours this morning with It's Your Agribusiness at 10 to 11. Coming up in this hour, Jody Schwan, the cover story of the week from the Sioux Falls Business Journal. Sprint's been making big news. We've invited Trevor Knettle and Nick Carpen back to explain the importance of what was announced and what it means to you with a communication giant that takes care of our listeners in this area. Julian Edwards from Kinetico Off the Road will discuss the reason to have soft water and a cordless system that works. Chris Larson, the Comfort King, will provide the reasons you should choose the factory for your rest and peace with a proper ROI. But let's bring Jody Schwan in to talk about an event that our very own Rev, Jeff Kohler, put together Sunday. Jody, what's your impressions of this big event that they actually raise food to feed the hungry?
First of all, Bill, I can't believe it's been a year. This is an annual event, the Jam Against Hunger, and I feel like we were just having this conversation with Rev not that long ago, but here we are again, and I don't know about you, but I thought about him yesterday. What a perfect day for that event, and it sounds like they drew a great crowd, as always. Really creative approach to fundraising, too, I think.
Well, the Rev is sitting here, and we've actually got Matt Gasson on the phone with us. And Matt, of course, Rev, explain exactly how Matt and his organization fits into the Jam Against Hunger.
Well, they're what it's all about, basically. It's a lot of people coming to the park just to donate and let other people know that they're willing to help them out, because there's a lot of people who just can't afford to buy groceries, Bill, and I'm probably one of them. But, I mean, seriously, there's a lot of people with families and kids who just don't have the money and resources to feed their kids, basically. So that's what the whole show is all about. And the main thing that makes it fly is all these local businesses, these sponsors, who are all from Sioux Falls, who will donate to the cause. And then all the people who come out to the park yesterday and stay throughout the day, a lot of people will come for an hour or so and then leave, and then more will come for a couple hours and leave. And not only that, the bands and the crew, you know, the crew especially worked their butts off all day and were, you know, and it was a nice day, but it was still hot summer day. And it's hot up on the stage, you know, and these guys all played and worked the show for nothing just to show that they're willing to help out, you know. And that's what makes it cool, is that everything involved and everybody involved in this does all this stuff for nothing, you know. And so that's kind of what makes it fly. And it's just kind of a feel good deal. When you look around the park yesterday, you see kids running around playing, you see a couple dogs here and there, you see blankets, umbrellas, and it's a totally different atmosphere than a lot of these bands are used to playing at, too, because a lot of them are used to playing street dances or clubs at night, you know, getting home at 3-4 in the morning. Well, this is a day show for all ages, you know, and it kind of brings awareness, too. And that's pretty much what it's all, you know, feeding South Dakota is what the whole deal is about. So,
Matt, how well did we feed South Dakota yesterday?
Well, I know that Jeff and his band had set a goal for the event to raise over 17 tons of food, and I'm here to announce that they did achieve their goal. They actually exceeded it.
Nice.
That, they raised collected food in dollars equivalent to about 34,750 pounds of food.
So what does that mean as far as feeding the those that are hungry across South Dakota when you get 34,750 pounds?
Well, what it means to us, Bill, is that, you know, summertime's always kind of a time of year when we when there's less food drives going on in the community, because summertime's a time when the world's busy. Kids are out of school, so there's a lot of vacation, and businesses are really concentrating on, you know, making money in the summertime. And so, you know, other than, you know, the big litter care food drive in May, you know, summers can be kind of lean from a food drive standpoint. And what this event does is it helps fill that gap now from you know, the letter carrier food drive until we get into the holiday season. So, I mean, it's a big event for us. And I think Jeff is far too humble in the amount of work that he puts into making this all happen. Behind the scenes, you know, it doesn't happen if not for Jeff Kohler and his group who have done this for, you know, 14 years. And I think, you know, that speaks volumes of, you know, his caring spirit and how he wants to help out, you know, people in this community and the area. So, you know, hats off to Jeff, all the bands that played. It was just a great day, you know, and, you know, so blessed that for 14 years, and Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know that we've ever had ever been weathered out, you know, so we've always been blessed with beautiful weather when we do the concert.
Jody, what's your response to almost 35,000 pounds of food for the hungry?
Yeah, absolutely. I would just echo what Matt said. I mean, tremendous effort. And, you know, we talk a lot about what makes Sioux Falls different and what makes our business community unique. Well, it's people like Rev stepping up and giving their time, you know, taking on what essentially amounts to an extra little part-time job for a while to pull these things off. And then terrific to see his sponsors. I know businesses get asked all the time to support such a wide variety of causes, and, you know, to see them line up behind this year after year, it just shows what this community is capable of when we all pull together.
Matt, there are still people out there that maybe want to help. How do they do that?
Well, they just, you know, drop food donations off at the pantry down at 417 North Phillips, and then go online and find out more information about our organization and what they can do to help.
Matt Gasson, we appreciate it. Rev, Jeff Kohler, we appreciate all you did to make this work. I think there's a couple of tears in his eyes this morning for the fact that he got good weather, he had good sponsors, and he was able to help so many people. Rev, thank you.
True hero to the hungry, Jeff.
Oh, no problem. It's everybody else that did all the work. I kind of just stood around all day yesterday watching stuff go.
Certainly. Okay.
Yeah, we recognize that, don't we, guys?
Yeah, exactly.
Matt, thank you very much. And, Rip, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
You betcha, Matt.
Have a great day, guys.
Jody, that was a cover story year-round. So
can you
tell us a cover story for this week?
Sure. Let's just continue the theme, shall we, Bill, because our cover story also deals with giving back, not in the same way that Rev and his folks did over the weekend, but we're talking about giving back to your customers, showing appreciation. You know, saying thank you is a small thing that goes a long way, and what we're finding is that businesses increasingly are finding really unique and creative ways to do that, to thank their customers, and at the same time to just further grow that bond and that relationship with their customers. So I'll give you some examples quick. There was an event earlier this summer that has now become sort of an annual thing. It's a Pro-Am Jam that one of our local banks organizes for its clients, and it's the opportunity to golf with a pro and then enjoy a concert with some big-name acts. They've really grown this event over the years. Other examples include major sort of entertainment venues and outings, and then some professional development, too, where you might bring in a speaker with a message of value to your customers. So the theme is going to be customer appreciation, and this week's cover story, of course, that publishes on Wednesday and is inserted in the Argus Leader.
All right. After we talked on Friday, the superintendent of schools, which is big business, decided that she would retire.
It absolutely is a big business. It's one of the largest employers in our area. So to have that top leadership position sort of in transition is a big deal. And, you know, whoever assumes that new role is going to have a multitude of challenges, not unlike the rest of the public sector where you're dealing with growth and changing demographics and changing needs in the marketplace. It's just a huge job. And it'll be really interesting to see, you know, what type of interest that opening generates here in the next year.
Other breaking news this morning.
So, well, while Rev and his team were out at the park yesterday, I was emailing for much of the day with Dr. Vance Thompson, who you may or may not know also has an ownership stake in Jessup Cellars Winery, one of the hundreds of wineries, unfortunately, that took a hit in the major earthquake to hit the Napa Valley region early yesterday. They did sustain some damage. Their production facility is actually very close to the epicenter of that earthquake. So he spent much of the day surveying the damage and starting to clean up. Fortunately, his team were all okay. Their houses did have some damage, but pretty much, Bill, it was the wine. They lost some barrels of wine, some product that was about to be ready for harvest, and then had to deal with a water main break and a power outage to shut their business down. So, you know, all things considered, they were able to weather it, I guess, fairly well. A couple of tasting rooms had some minimal damage, but still some cleanup to do. And as we always know, you know, these news events happen across the country, all over the world. There still is typically a connection back here to Sioux Falls. And for us, yesterday was Jessup Sellers. You can go online, SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com. He was nice enough to send me some photos of the damage. They tell the story better than I can, so go take a look at those.
Had a chance last night to go to one of the big functions for the Catholics. That's the fundraiser for Broomtree. And I sat with a banker from Albert Lea, Minnesota. And he was wanting to know how well we did in Sioux Falls with the economy, how things had gone, because over there, things have not gone as well because they're too close to Des Moines, too close to Sioux Falls, too close to the Twin Cities. And all I could tell him is that what works here is a lot of people coming together and a lot of diversity in the different industries that we have.
Yeah, and, you know, that geography probably plays a role, too. I can sympathize there because, you know, we struggle sometimes to convince people, especially when they're from Sioux Falls or South Dakota, to stay here or to come back here because there is appeal in places like the Twin Cities that aren't that far. Well, if you're Albert Lea, it's that much closer. So I can certainly see what they're dealing with. I don't know what their key industries are. You know, that to me is always something that's helped us weather those downturns. We have great diversity in our industries, as you mentioned, but it is always interesting. You don't have to look very far to see people who are in much different economic situations and get a nice reminder of where we sit here.
Makes us proud to have the Sioux Falls Business Journal reporting on the good things and anything else that might come up in business. Jody, you be back with us on Friday?
Yes, I will. Thanks.
All right. Have a great week.
You too.
Just ahead, the cell world is a bit crazy right now. We'll check in with the guys that have the best service and give you all that you need in your communication business. That's a part of It's Your Business on this Monday.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires an understanding of where you are, where you want your money to take you, and managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families for 20 years by keeping their interests first, always. Together, we can help secure your financial future. Call us at 605-275-2310 or visit our website at www.howardgroupofbaird.com.
Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
I wish I'd done this sooner.
Hi, I'm Donna from Stanford Hearing Aids, and we hear that a lot. Recently, a new patient told us, "If I had known how easy getting used to hearing aids would be, I would have done it much sooner." At Stanford's, that's pronounced with a T, we will make every step as easy as possible. Our professional and experienced providers, Chris, Ann, and Stephanie, all have the same goal, to help you improve your hearing. Please don't wait. Your hearing is too important. Call 338-6251 to schedule your free visit or go to StanfordHearingAids.com.
Mark Levin, weeknights 5 to 8. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Big news in the first segment this morning, 3750. Is that the right number? I think it is. 37,500. But it's 17 and a half tons. Almost 18 tons. The number that Rev and Matt Gasson shared with us in the first break this morning. But there's other breaking news, and it's the communication side of it. Trevor Knettle and Nick Carpin at Sprint have been part of your It's Business family for a couple of years. And last week, Sprint and other carriers did make some news. Trevor and Nick were with us Friday. We wanted them back today in case you missed it to bring you up to date. All right, guys, so what was the big deal? What was all the print? What was all the talk on TV and radio about last week?
Well, Bill, in case you missed it, Sprint has recently acquired a new CEO, and he's coming in kind of rocking the boat a little bit and stirring things up. So he's making some headlines with reducing the cost and doubling the data that's available out there for national carriers. One of the big things that just started on Friday is there's a basically, they call it a switcher offer. If you've got a carrier aside from Sprint right now and you've been shopping around or looking for ways to reduce your wireless costs, Sprint now has a plan for a limited time where you can get up to 10 lines, 10 smartphones for $100 with 20 gigabytes of data to share between the two, between the 10 lines. In addition to that, he's got a few add-ons to this. Every line that switches over will get an additional 2 gig per line onto that plan. And like I said, for $100, you can do the math on that. It's $10 a line, sharing up to 40 gig by the time you add the additional data on there, which is just, it's a groundbreaking plan. It's just incredible. Like I said, it's only going to last for a limited time, so it's something we're checking out, but it's certainly going to save several hundred dollars for you, your family, or your small business over the next year and a half. So in addition to that, if you've currently got another provider and you do make that decision to switch to Sprint, Sprint is going to cover up to $350 per line towards your early termination fee for each line up to 10 lines when you do switch this new family data share pack. So that was one of the headlines that rolled out last week and began Friday morning, and we've had great response for it already over the weekend. Also on Friday was released the unlimited individual plan. So if you don't have a family or a small business that you're sharing lines with, you can get unlimited everything across the board, $60, unlimited data, unlimited talk, and unlimited text, one low price, $60 a month.
You have two stores in Sioux Falls are located?
You bet. Two retail stores. We've got one on South Louise Avenue right across the street from the Home Depot. There's also an east side location on South Sycamore Avenue, one block north of 26th Street.
All right, so we know the residential's been affected. Trevor, how about the businesses? Are they affected as well, or is it just residential?
No, these plans work for businesses as well. So anybody with a small business that has up to 10 lines, they can sure take advantage of all of those offers, including the coverage of the early termination fee and the extra gig. In addition, Sprint released a few, maybe it's a month or so back, they actually had a new plan that's very similar to this called the Fusion plan for business customers if they're over 10 lines. So we kind of separated, that's kind of the benchmark there. If they have less than 10 lines, we put them in this new family share. And if they're, you know, maybe have 20, 30 lines, there's another plan for them that they can take advantage of and group those lines together and share some data.
So those that are existing customers before last week, is there something that they should do to do some adding with this limited offer that you're talking about? Is there something they can do?
Absolutely. I mean, all it's doing is adding more options for new clients, for existing clients. It really doesn't matter. So if you already have Sprint and you're intrigued by this offer, you know, the easiest thing would be to stop into one of the stores like we just mentioned and, you know, take a few minutes to sit down with one of our representatives. And what we can do is put down in writing what you've got currently, what the new proposal would be or look like. And then, you know, you can make your decision from there. There's no penalty to switch plans ever with Sprint. So whatever works out best, you know, we'll be glad to suit that to your needs.
The Inc. said the family plan was out. The ink must not have been right.
Ink is not always 100% correct.
No. Really?
Yeah, go figure. But,
sorry, Jody.
The family plan is still available, absolutely. We've had a ton of success with that over the summer. That was a great offer that began earlier this year. So if you've got a family plan currently, you can continue working on that and adding other people onto your family and reducing your costs that way. But if then one of the new family data share packs works out better, you know, those are the types of things that we can sit down with any individual who has questions about the plans that are available, because it can get quite confusing, to be honest with you. Not only, you know, comparing between different carriers and what they offer and what their plans all include and what they don't include, different costs, things like that. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here for any sort of question that anybody has, whether you're a Sprint customer or have any other carrier, and we'll be there to help sort through it all for you.
That's Nick and Trevor from Sprint. Kids are back to school. Should they be thinking at that, too?
Well, yeah, for sure. You know, Sioux Falls School started about a week ago now. We do still have our back-to-school promotions going through the end of this month. So you've got about a week left. If you still need to get a phone for your student or a tablet for your student, we've got some great deals. We've got the Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 over the summer has been one of our most popular devices. It's a 7-inch Android tablet. Obviously made by Samsung. It's got front and rear facing cameras. It's got the touch screen. It's great for everything from gaming, email, surfing the web, Facebook, whatever you want to do. And the tablet right now through the end of August is absolutely free with a 2-year agreement. And we've got a few of the back back-to-school backpack bundles available, too, where we can get you a free Android phone, a free backpack for your student. It comes with some earphones, a Bluetooth speaker, screen protectors, gear ties. We're going to pack it full of a bunch of goodies in that backpack for any new line starting up with Sprint.
Young people like the two of you would understand this, but sometimes when you get a little older, you're not talking my language, and they need some interpretation. Can you guys do that?
Oh, for sure. That's what we're there for. We enjoy it. Anybody who wants to come in, who wants to accessorize their phone or figure out how to work their email a little bit better, you know, accessing Facebook, posting something that way, we'll answer any sort of questions that you might have, big or small, and find an answer to help you out.
Businesses, any questions that they're asking you these days, Trevor?
Sure. I think with the new plans coming out, one question that came out early, and I think it was kind of answered when that second individual plan came out, but people were curious if that was going to be the end of unlimited data once we started putting these family share plans together. And that answer is no. There's still several plans offered by Sprint on both sides for regular customers and business customers that include the option of having unlimited data. And Sprint has been a leader in that department for, you know, for as long as I can remember. And, you know, there's no signs of that going away. So for those customers that really want to keep that and they utilize that, you know, it's good news for them. That individual plan for $60 with unlimited talk, unlimited text, and unlimited data is a fantastic deal.
As good as carriers are, it goes back to service. And you guys provide the best service. So anybody that has questions, they can call. They can trust you. They can go online. They can visit. They can go to the website. They can just come see you. How do they do all of that? How do they get all the connectors?
Well, in the business department, I'm located at the West Side Store on Louise. Otherwise, they can give me a call, and my cell number is 605-376-5555.
And then we do have the two retail stores, again, on South Louise Avenue across from the Home Depot, and also one block north of 26th on Sycamore. If you want to do some research on the new plans on your own, just go to Sprint.com, and that'll have everything listed right there for you as well. And then you can call us with any questions or stop into the store.
Nick Carpin and Trevor Knettle. Sprint, lots to talk about. We just gave you a snippet of it this morning. You check with these guys. They'll give you the answers. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk Comfort King, what it can do for you, what it's done for me. Comfort King, you've heard me talk in 2014 about what the Comfort King has done for my wife Carolyn and I. She's just back from an 8-day retreat without the Comfort King. Trust me, that was one of the things, Chris, she wanted to talk about was a good night's sleep.
I bet.
You know, when we do talk about the Comfort King, we talk about the fact that it is a good night's sleep. You never get a bad night's sleep back. You lose that. It affects your health, affects a lot of other things. But you say it really is what's on the inside that matters on what you're sleeping with.
Yeah, and that's what we do at Comfort King. We want people to be educated, because an educated consumer has power. You know, they're going to make an informed decision. And let's face it, when you're buying a mattress, you're making a long-term commitment. You know, a good mattress will outlast a lot of marriages, frankly. You know, 10, 15.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah, not mine. But we had a couple in the other day, and they had the original receipt from the bed they bought from us. It was almost 19 years ago, and they're still sleeping on it. And the only reason they were coming in was because they're upsizing from a queen to a king. Otherwise, they would have kept sleeping on it. They loved it that much. And they said it was like brand new, which I have a hard time believing, because 8 hours a day times 10 years is about 30,000 hours. So times 19 years, that's, you know, 50-something thousand hours. That's just a lot of use. But I'm proud of it, because that's been our philosophy from day one, is that we want to build mattresses that last a long time. And unfortunately, most brands today are not what they used to be. You know, the brand names that you think you know in mattresses, they don't mean anything, because these companies keep selling and changing hands. And in the process, what I've seen in the industry, and this is insider information, like, they don't broadcast this, but in the industry, we all know, because they talk about it in the magazines and stuff, is they want to shorten the lifespan of a bed. They want your purchase cycle to be 2 to 5 years. So when you buy a Sealy, Serta, Simmons, that's what the manufacturer wants to happen. By design, they build them to break down in 2 to 5 years. Now, how do they do it? Well, just by using cheaper components, frankly. Foam is the biggest area where the mass producers are cutting corners. And you know, when people come into Comfort King, we show them some different foam samples. And we do this little demonstration where we have people squeeze two different pieces of foam, just press on it, feel it, and try to guess which one's better quality. And people have a hard time picking which one. So you can't really judge foam or a mattress by how it feels in the showroom. It's not going to tell you how long it's going to last. You got to know the density of the foam, for example. And we tell people we use 1.8 pound density. Most companies today are using 1.0 to 1.2. And why that's important is because you're going to land that mattress 8 hours a day, hopefully. And a lot of people don't think about it because we fall asleep and time just disappears, right? But if you laid on the floor right now, Bill, and I laid on top of you, which would be weird, but if I did that, how long do you think you could hold me up for in the air?
Not very long.
Not very long. But that's what your mattress does 8 hours every single day. So that's a lot of pressure, you know. And so foam density really matters. Foam quality, there's a lot of hype in the industry. One of the areas that we try to educate people is on gel foam. A lot of people come in and they've heard a salesperson give them a spiel on gel foam. And, you know, they get the idea, not by accident, they get the idea that gel foam will cool you down. Well, it doesn't cool you down. Okay, if it cooled you down, we'd be wearing gel foam suits in the summertime. They'd be having them out in the desert in Arabia. It's a fallacy. Gel foam doesn't cool you down. It's cooler than traditional memory foam. But any foam that you lay directly on is going to make it warmer. So that doesn't mean gel foam's bad. I'm just saying you got to have the facts. And what we do at Comfort King, we deal in fact and not hyperbole and salesmanship.
Website.
ComfortKing.net.
Location.
And by the way, the website is a very useful tool. A lot of people are utilizing that. We keep it updated. You know, we make changes to our models once in a while. And, you know, I just updated 4 web videos on how the mattresses are made in the last 2 weeks. So every mattress we make has a video showing you how it's made. And that's transparency. You won't get that kind of data from a furniture store or a mattress store. It's just selling mattresses. They don't really know what's in there. That's the kind of the dirty little secret. The way the system is you have the representatives, like the Sealy rep, and he's got a territory, or she has a territory, and it may be 3 or 4 states big. They travel around and they educate the retail sales associates who work in the mattress store / furniture store, but they don't tell them everything about what they're doing. And so as a result, the retail salesperson that's trying to sell you the mattress doesn't know exactly what's in there. They don't. They're not supposed to. So, you know, if you're not getting good information, you shouldn't spend your hard-earned money on product. You want to feel good about what you're buying, right?
You want people to come in. You want them to go through the experience at Comfort King. And I always tell people it's easy to find for women. It's near the mall. They can figure that out.
And for older folks, it's near the Royal Fork.
There you go. Either or, and you could do both or all three in the same trip.
And Hy-Vee.
There you go. It's, now we got a square.
We're sandwiched between Hy-Vee, the Royal Fork, and the Empire Mall.
People come in. What will you do for them to make sure that they're getting what they need for the next X number of years?
Well, we don't tell them what to buy. We don't steer them in a certain direction unless they, you know, want that. But what we do is educate them. We tell them what we do, and we show them the factory. It's right there. You know, you can see it. You can see where the beds are made. It's not a gimmick. We are a factory. We do sell factory direct. I guess I can't emphasize that enough because I still run into people who don't understand that we make them here in Sioux Falls and that our prices are lower because we're eliminating the middleman. That's step one of why we're in business. But then, you know, then we'll get into the nitty-gritty nuts and bolts about what is it you don't like about your current mattress? What would you like to improve on? You know, why are you buying a new mattress? What's the purpose of this purchase? And then we'll show them, you know, we have 22 different models on the floor. They start laying on them. We'll leave you alone if you want. You can just take your time. And then we'll come back and check on you and try to narrow it down because you're only going to buy one. And so you might as well narrow it down to the one. And then if you want to tweak it, make it a little firmer or one side firmer than the other, that's a pretty common question people ask. We can do all that. We can make it special for you, and you're not paying a quote-unquote custom price. You know, you're not paying a premium for that service. It's just there. We're here to serve you. That's what we want to do.
Power base and zero gravity.
That's where it's at. If you're not sleeping in zero gravity, you got to be wondering what's going on in your life, because sleeping on a flatbed, I mean, that's what we're all used to doing, but this is a revolutionary new idea that is helping many, many people. We're just finishing up a testimonial commercial. It's a three-part commercial starring an older gentleman who is retired, and he likes to do woodworking as a hobby, and he was having to abandon that hobby because his body was in such bad shape. He got a new mattress. He got a power base, and instantly he's sleeping better. And instantly he's back to working in his wood shop and doing the hobbies he enjoys doing. His life got a lot better. And that's what we're trying to do, is help people with that part of their life.
The circulation in their legs and the overall health has to be a concern if you're talking this gentleman or somebody else out there that maybe has diabetes or has something that they need to make sure the circulation is okay to all parts of their extremities.
Yeah, you know, the human body is complicated, and what we want to do is just help people sleep better. And what the power base does, it gives you the ability to change the position that you sleep in, you know, because we don't all thrive. We don't normally have our body rigid throughout the day. I mean, when you're swinging a golf club, you're basically putting your body in the same position as zero gravity. You know, you're kind of slightly bent at the waist. Your knees are bent a little bit. That's a natural golf swing, right? That's kind of the same thing with sleeping in zero gravity. And it helps you sleep on your back, which is better. Also helps eliminate snoring for a lot of people by having your head elevated.
So if you got a lot to do early in the morning, we've got to talking about 6 o'clock in the morning, sometimes a little early for us, but maybe for some people out there, they need to get a good night's sleep. They need to get a run on the day. And the best way to do it is to have had that good night's sleep.
Yeah. And you know, with our lifetime comfort guarantee, the mattress can change with you. If you need a little more support 5 years down the road, we'll work with you to do that, and we make it very affordable. We don't charge for our labor. So it's kind of an insurance policy. It's just built in. When you buy a Comfort King mattress, you get that lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't get it with another brand. If you buy a mass-produced brand, you're not going to get that.
Check the factory. Comfort King, Chris Larson, they'll take care of you. Come by, check out what they've got. As he said, they've got 23 different selections that you can go. We took 8, and we narrowed it to 2. Carolyn narrowed it to 2, and I could find one of the 2 that worked.
There you go.
Chris Larson, we appreciate you being with us with Comfort King.
Have a good day.
Just ahead, we'll talk water with Julian Edwards, all a part of It's Your Business.
Brilliantly simple approach that fits all your water needs. Remember, it's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Hi, I'm Julene. Here in the Sioux Falls community, a variety of factors affect how our water tastes, smells, and feels.
Raw water comes into your home with any number of impurities. That's why Kinetico tests your water before they recommend how to treat it.
The Kinetico system is simpler, cordless approach, no electricity.
Save up to 75% on your soaps.
And take that repair guy off your speed dial.
Visit KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
Nordstrom's Under the Hood, Thursday mornings 9 to 11. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Julian Edwards, Kinetico, the official water and water service of It's Your Business here. I notice right in front of me, as I like my water, it's got ice in my Kinetico bottle. How did you know that?
Just for you, Bill.
Well... That will keep me cool throughout the day.
Yes, it will.
All right. The difference between Kinetico and others to me is the service and all the things that Kinetico offers as well. And I almost shake my head when I hear somebody else talk about another water company. It's like, that's fine, but you got to have a service person like Julene. Is that going too far?
No, not at all. I always have said that, you know, it's always great to meet the person first and go in and test their water and sit down with them at the table and then share what they have for concerns and give them your recommendation. And after you do have that customer for a sale, you need to take care of them after the sale. And I always say that is almost just as important, or if not more important, than the sale is.
Now, this isn't something that you just jumped in a truck and you just started yesterday. You've been doing this for 20-some years.
I've been doing it for a few years, Bill. We don't want to give my age away.
No, but it does mean that you understand people, because we've had testimonials in this show from businesses, from residential side, that talk to you, talk to us, talk to the listeners, and explain that, you know, you were there when they needed them, and thank heavens for Connecticut, they didn't need you very often.
That's correct, and that's what I like about our equipment, is that because of the technology, we don't really have an awful lot of service that goes on, but when we do have it, we want to get out there and make sure that the customer feels comfortable that we're going to take care of them as we always have.
Can you maybe give an example or two of some of those people that you've helped? I know we've talked to a couple of businesses that talked about it. Some other people that had your Connecticut service for 10 or 15 years. How do you keep helping them? How do you make sure that maybe they didn't fall through the cracks?
Well, the first thing is that if they do own a drinking water system, we do like to keep track of everybody about every year, year and a half, just to see how they're doing. And we usually make a telephone call to them and just ask them how their filters are doing and if they need to get those replaced. And then when we go out to do any of those, we always usually check the water softener just to make sure that it's testing soft. And if anybody does have a concern, it just doesn't feel real soft, all they have to do is give us a call and we'll go out. But because of our technology, we really don't have a lot of service, and that's what I like about our equipment.
All right, let's give some contact information, how they reach you. You're easy to find on Minnesota.
I am.
And you have a website, and you also have some good phone numbers.
Yes, the phone number is 339-3434, and the website is ConnecticutSiouxFalls.com.
The softeners, based around the customer's needs. You listen, and that is not always the case, I'm sorry to say, in 2014.
Well, that's true. It's with our equipment, it's not a one-size-fits-all, which a lot of companies have anymore. It's just take it home and plug it in and turn it on, and it's supposed to work. And that's not the way that Connecticut is geared. So what we have is no electricity. That means that it runs off the water pressure coming into your home. And because every water does vary here in Sioux Falls, it depends on whether you're on the north or south side of town, you're going to vary in the quality of water. So we make sure to customize the piece of equipment that goes out our door for that particular customer. So they're going to have that nice soft water 24 hours a day, whether they have one load of laundry or they have 10 loads of laundry, or maybe they've got five or six guests coming for the weekend. They're always going to have that soft water. They don't have to worry about going down and maybe doing a manual regeneration on that, because they're not going to anyway. Everybody's always busy. So we want to make sure, and you can do that when you have the Connecticut water softener.
She's Julian Edwards with Connecticut. Wouldn't you agree it's been a weird year for weather?
Yes, it has.
And that always concerns me with the communities that we've had that have lost their water towers. They've had a lot of things that have gone more south than north. And it kind of worries you a little bit with the floods that we've had, in addition to all of that. How do you know that your drinking water hasn't got some problems?
Well, you really don't. And that's why you really need to give us a call, and we will introduce you to our K5 drinking water system. And with that system, you can be sure that you're going to have that quality water. And it's just like I think we had earlier this year, Madison had a problem with their water tower. And you just never know when that's going to become a problem. And so be safe and have our Connecticut drinking water software system, and then you won't have to worry about it.
You did mention earlier that from one neighborhood or one part of town to another, the water can differ. It might be lines, it might be other things that have been factors. How do you know? Is it the best way to have somebody come in and look and tell you what affects you, not 16 people in your neighborhood?
Well, that's what we like to do, is we like to go into the home and we like to test their water, and whether that be, you know, their outside water or the inside if they don't have any current treatment. And So we test the water, and then we go ahead and we recommend the proper piece of equipment that's going to work for their family. And also at that time, we like to make sure that we answer any questions or concerns that they may have about the water. And a lot of people are really getting into dechlorination these days, and it's becoming more and more popular. And if you do any research on it at all, you will know that really chlorine or chloramines, as Sioux Falls uses, really needs to be taken out of the water.
People that come into Sioux Falls, come into the Sioux Empire, talk about, but where I lived, we didn't need soft water. Here the water is a little different.
It is, and it's all very, very hard. And within about 100 to 150 miles of Sioux Falls, and that's the area that I take care of. So I have never tested anything that's been soft. And the Water Quality Association actually has a standardized chart that they go by. And if you have anything above 10.5 grains of hard water, that's considered extremely hard. And I've never tested anything below 15 here in Sioux Falls or the surrounding areas.
When we talk about hard water, we probably should mention hard in another factor. Connecticut is hard to live without.
It is, and that's because of our technology there again. People really don't understand how much a Connecticut water softener is going to save you in dollars in 5 or 10 years, whether it be on your soaps and everything you use for your household to run it, or whether it be on your appliances. It could be on your washing machine, on your dishwasher, and especially on your fixtures, your faucets and things. They become corroded, and then they don't look good, and you've got to take some chemicals and scrub and scrub and scrub, and nobody likes to scrub these days. Everybody wants to be busy with either their families or work, so... or fun things other than scrubbing.
You did the Turner County Fair, which is the biggest little country fair in South Dakota, and no better place to check water and attitudes than there. Kind of questions you were getting?
Well, a lot of times when people come into the booth, they want to know about fluoride in the drinking water systems, and they always ask me, does it remove the fluoride? And I said, yes, it does. And some of them go, well, good, and some of them go, well, is that good or bad? And I'm saying it's good when it's removed. If you do any research at all, you'll find out that fluoride is not good for your body at all.
So why do people have this perception about fluoride, about some of these others? Is that something they grew up with that maybe they don't understand and today it's a little different?
I think it is. And you know, for our teeth to be healthy, maybe we do need a little bit of fluoride, but you get those treatments at the dentist. And usually there is fluoride in your toothpaste as well. It doesn't mean you need to have the fluoride going through all your body parts, your kidneys and your liver, and because it's gonna take a toll on them over time.
Well, Julian has spent 10 to 12 years here in Sioux Falls, plus another 10 in the Midwest, and you're the face, the voice, and the go-to person for soft water in Sioux Falls. No one, not a box store or others, can really match the it you bring to the business at Connecticut. How do you like that?
I do like it. It's correct, Bill. You're right on today.
Well, I've known you long enough to know that you'll take care of people and their water, including our ice water that we have that's going to be around till at least 11 o'clock this morning.
There you go.
Julian Edwards, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bill.
Just ahead, we'll talk Valentino's, get you ready for the Ag Hour.
Not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24-7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
The world comes at you pretty fast. We'll help you make sense of it all. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. If you missed it earlier in the half hour, we did talk with Chris Larson at the factory, Comfort King. Chris provides all the service that you need to get a good night's sleep. And as I was telling Chris this morning and actually asking Chris, the fact that the factory is there to make sure you rest in peace with a proper ROI, even if your wife has been gone for an eight-day retreat and she's been sleeping in a mattress in a beautiful area of Iowa, she comes back, and trust me, that Comfort King is like heaven to her. It was to me as well. And had a couple of experiences over the weekend where, Rev, you'll think this is funny, my golf cart had to be pushed six holes through. The battery was down. Actually, it was a plug-in out at Central Valley that didn't work. And my back, every time they would push the cart with another cart, took a hit. And it made it for a tough weekend. But when I got home, got the Comfort King, got the massage, everything works. We all have our little digs that happen to us in our lives, whether it be the Jam Against Hunger, which raised 34,750 pounds of food, or just out there taking care of your family. You never know, but a good night's sleep is the prescription you need to make you feel good. Go by the Comfort King near the factory, in the factory, right across from the mall. Let's see, who do we have with us now? What time of day is it?
I think it's time for lunch, isn't it? Almost?
Yeah, it is.
Close enough for me.
Getting very close, and that means that John at Valentino's 41st and Willow is joining us. Is it a Senior Monday again?
It sure is a Senior Monday here, and our senior age is only 55, so got a lot of young seniors get to come in, and good-looking ones get 10% off the buffet all day.
All right, so good-looking ones are like Rev?
Yeah, Rev. We let Rev kind of let him skip by, but yeah. See, the ugly ones pay double.
Really?
They get really upset.
How many times have you had to do that in 20-some years?
I really haven't had to yet, but I'm just waiting for the first time, so.
You know, Jody always provides us a list of new restaurants. We probably won't do that with you because you've been doing it 20-plus years and people know the difference with all the things that you serve on that great Italian buffet.
Yeah, and you know, another thing I probably never shared with you before, but not only have I been here for 24 years, but I worked for the corporation in Lincoln and Omaha for 15. So in some ways, I've got like 39 years of experience in this. And it's been a long time, but a good time.
You know, the other thing that happens, too, is that you're not afraid to change up some of the ingredients in your great Italian buffet.
No, we make quite a few changes to different items as far as bringing out new items. Like, we have come out back with changed the flatbread again, and it is actually a chicken bacon ranch, which is very good. And then we brought our thin crust back to the old Chicago type with pepperonis and Old World sausage and a sweeter sauce and focaccia spices on top.
So Rev,
we'll be changed. Go ahead.
Rev, when you hear all of that, does it make you hungry?
Well, yeah. Every time we talk to John, I'm ready to drive over there. So
yeah.
And that's near home for you.
Yeah.
But not only do we put bacon, we use Ortman bacon.
Oh. There you go. Is that big and thick, or is that little and crispy?
No, it is. It is fairly thick, but it is crispy. Yeah, we put a lot of bacon on top of our products. So
I wondered how you were going to answer that. You do have the fried chicken, the soups, the salads, and you like to talk about the Express because that's a great way for people to come in and get a good lunch and get it out in a very short time.
Yes, it is. And about everybody we get in the door that tried it for the first time, they come back again. And they, one thing you always say, boy, this is so much better than fast food. So you can get like a slice of pizza, breadstick, and a pop for $4.25. Or what you can do is actually, no, excuse me, $3.75. Or you can trade that pop in for a cinnamon breadstick. So.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds good. John, we'll talk next hour. The Ag Show is coming up at 11. For now, though, Rev says our time's up. Thank you for yours.